The Monkey Rescue by Susan Hughes. Copyright Burlington Books 2022. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Far From Home. Scott was lying on the sofa watching television. He was at his grandfather's house in the United States, far from his mum and friends at home in England. Scott didn't really want to be there. He didn't know his American grandfather very well.
"Stop watching that stupid series,"
said his cousin Marissa.
"Do something with me."
"I don't want to,"
the young boy replied. Marissa and Scott were staying at their grandfather's for the school holidays. Marissa's parents, both doctors, were in Austria at an important medical conference. She was 16, a little controlling, but Scott liked her. Scott's parents were divorced. His dad lived near Grandpa now in the USA. Several months ago, Mum's doctor gave her some bad news. She had a serious illness. Scott called his dad to tell him, but his dad wasn't very helpful. Then, Mum found out she had to stay in a special hospital and called Scott's dad immediately.
"Scott is only 14. He can't stay home alone. Can he stay with you for the summer?"
"No, that's impossible. My apartment is too small."
That was such a bad excuse. Scott was furious with his dad and very worried about his mum. When Grandpa heard the news from Dad, he offered to take care of Scott.
"Marissa will also be here," he said. "It will be an opportunity for Scott to be with his American cousin."
He also paid for his grandson's plane ticket from England to the United States. It was nice of him, but Scott just wanted to go home to his mother. The cousins were relaxing after their Sunday lunch, and Grandpa was having a rest.
"You're very irritating,"
Marissa cried and switched off the TV.
"Hey,"
Scott said.
"I was watching that."
"Listen, dear cousin,"
Marissa said.
"I know you don't like it here, and there's not much to do. But look at this post on Instagram. A traveling circus just came to town,"
Marissa said.
"Something is actually happening. Scott, you and I are going there."
Scott looked at the advert and felt excited for the first time. Going to the circus was definitely better than watching more TV.
"Okay,"
he said.
"Let's go."
"Excellent,"
said Marissa.
"I'll try and find the location on my phone."
Just then, Grandpa came into the living room.
"Hey, kids,"
he said.
"Any plans for this afternoon?"
"We're going to the circus,"
Marissa replied with a smile.